Luke chapter 17. Then he said to the disciples, "It is impossible for offences not to come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if an ass-driven millstone were hung around his neck and he had been thrown in the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Beware. Now if your brother sins against you, rebuke him. Then if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times a day, and he turns back 7 times a day and says, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." Then the apostles said to the Lord, "Give us more faith." To which the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and be planted in the sea,' and it would have obeyed you. But who is there among you who has a servant ploughing or tending sheep, who will straightway say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come along and recline at table'? But will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat for dinner, and gird yourself and serve me while I eat and drink, and after that you can eat and drink'? Surely he won't be grateful to that servant because he did the things ordered. I don't think so. Likewise, you too, when you have done everything you were ordered, say, 'We are unprofitable servants, for we have only done what we had to do.'" Subsequently, it came to pass, when he was going to Jerusalem, that he crossed through the middle of Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a certain village, 10 leprous men met him, and they stood at a distance. And they raised their voice and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Then when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And it came to pass, as they were going off, that they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he had been cured, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell face down at his feet, thanking him. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus replied and said, "Were not 10 cured? Where are the other 9? Were there not any to be found coming back to give glory to God, except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Get up and go your way, your faith has cured you." Then when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, he replied to them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with close watching, nor when they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'Look, there it is.' After all, look, the kingdom of God is in you." Then he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but will not see him. And they will say to you, 'Look, here he is,' or 'Look, there he is.' Do not go along with or follow them. For just as flashing lightning gives illumination from one place under the sky to another place under the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must undergo much suffering and be rejected by this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage, until the day when Noah went into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. And similarly, with what happened in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, and building. But on the day when Lot departed from Sodom, it rained fire and sulphur from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be like this on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let him who is on the roof and whose goods are in the house not come down to pick them up, and likewise let him who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever tries to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses it will preserve it. I say to you, on that night there will be 2 in 1 bed, and one will be taken away, and the other will be left. There will be 2 grinding in the same place, and one will be taken away, and the other will be left. Then they answered and said to him, Lord, where? And he said to them, It is where the body is that the eagles will be gathered together.